Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Bob giving us the Central Park. Who knows from outside? We have no windows here. And in the window we do have, it's dark outside. Who can see? It is a good evening to you and how you be. At 11:07 on this Monday night on your fan, New York City, Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer and Paulie Rosenberg are on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666. It'll be your schmooze on a Monday evening, right up until we turn the page for Tony at 2 on your fan, New York City. Yes, it is a major concern, and I'm sure that 99.9% of all Yankee fans realize it is a concern right now as we speak. And we can talk about it, you know, from the number. And who knew, really, seriously, on this evening, this Monday evening in which the Yankees have won two games, we would be doing Yankee rehab tonight. The Yankees, they continue to slump. And think about it, you'll agree. Yes, you can say they're going through what every single team goes through during the long regular season. Yes, the Yankees continue on cruise control, knowing what we all know, the division to be won, the ALDS to be won, the ALCS, and probably with Houston still to be won, and probably will be. Yes, it is the dog days of August, when elite teams like the New York Yankees know that meaningful games, games played with your undivided attention, games played that matter, come a few months from now, when the leaves begin to turn colors and fall in October. Some teams, we know, have seven-game winning streaks, and then follow with eight-game winning streaks. And the New York Yankees right now, the modest three-game streak. All right, they won on Sunday, lost that series against Canada, and now struggling, he says, even slumping against Baltimore. Oh, I know what you're thinking. What's he talking about? Yes, the Yankees won earlier today and tonight, but tell me, seriously, they're not slumping. This afternoon, the Yankees beat the Zeros 8-5, and tonight 11-8, as you all know. And Yankee fans are concerned, and well, they should be. And some of you wonder, what is he talking about again? Well, we won twice. How can he talk about Yankee rehab? How can he talk about the Yankees slumping? So where's the beef? What is the issue? Well, I think some very astute Yankee fans are very well aware that very good teams, and let's use Houston as an example. The Astros, as we know from just 2 days ago, they can beat a bad team like the Zeros by 20 or more. The Yankees today, winning by only three in game one, winning by only three in game two, in two games against arguably the worst team you'll see in your lifetime, the Yankees don't even score 20 total runs, only 19 runs were they to score in these two games against Baltimore? You're going to tell me they're not slumping? You're going to tell me they're not going through the motions? You're going to tell me they're not looking ahead to serious October baseball? It's not how many home runs they've hit against the zeros. It's how far. And you know how many. But Torres alone already, one away from Lou Gehrig. Lou Gehrig has that record back in the 1930s. He had 14 against one team in that one season in the 1930s. I think it was 1938 against the Cleveland Indians. He had 14 home runs against the Indians. Well, Torres on fire against Baltimore. He's got 13, tied with a few others. But it's 59 home runs and counting. But some Yankees need to be singled out. Torrey certainly is one of them. But there's somebody else I'm thinking of, and maybe you too, for the kind of season he is having, and as they say in the trade, to die for. Someone needs to be singled out for their excellent play, even when the team is slumping. Take Gio Urshela in game one today and tell me we are not worthy. Tell me he doesn't remind you of some of the Yankee greats when it comes to home run power, especially distance. And if you didn't see from game one this afternoon, you've got to check out the highlights. And baseball historians, they've taken note. So when we talk of some of the game's greatest sluggers like Barry, like Sammy, like Mark, like Rafael, like Jose, we have to think of Gio, especially when his drive from this afternoon traveled 461 feet. No, that's not fake news. It went 461. And that wasn't so atypical. He has been driving the ball with great distance since he has gotten the chance, the opportunity to play every day. And we give him all the credit in the world for all the hard work put into his game. Hours upon hours spent making a difference, from off-season workouts to in-season focus and concentration. He's got the hunger, he's got the urgency, and the Yankees and Yankee fans love it. You can only marvel at Gio for the work put in, the results we see. And yes, he struggled with Cleveland and Toronto the last 2 years. Everyone knows his history by now. He struggled with the Indians, and he struggled with the Blue Jays the last 2 years before joining the Yankees. Before the Yankees, they knew they saw potential. They knew there was an upside. They knew he had that potential, knew he had the tools to matter and make a difference. In those 2 years before joining the Yankees, in 200 at-bats, he had two home runs and 18 RBIs. Very sorry. And very sad numbers, I'm sure everybody would agree. But what an inspiration. You want hard work? You want dedication and commitment? You have Gio, who in a week, mind you, 7 home runs and 14 RBIs in a week. And remember, 2-18 in 2 years. When his struggles had him thinking he couldn't make it as a major leaguer. Brett Gardner. Brett Gardner having his best season of his career at the age of 35, thinks Gio will last as long as he has lasted if he continues with the dedication and hard work that now pays off for him and the Yankees. It's a success story, no question about it. Not easy to say when you talk about somebody who has done so much in such a season that can only be called a success for somebody, I'm sure, who had confidence issues and failure. He probably thought of himself as a failure, maybe even thought of retiring until he decided to take his game very seriously, and the Yankees noticed. It's a success story, no question about it, and we applaud him for what he's done, what he's doing, and what hopefully he'll continue to do. And by the way, this has to be with from over the weekend, so much to talk about, but Tanaka over the weekend was the Tanaka you love, looking very October and August. But it was that final at-bat of the game that the first two outs of the ninth inning, that baseball battle between Chapman and Guerrero, mano a mano, alpha male versus alpha male, who would blink first? Arm speed versus bat speed, and with a chance to win the game, the long fly ball foul it was, one of the 13 pitches Chapman had to throw before the double play. And tell me when anybody you know of has ever seen a standing ovation after a double play in that ninth inning Sunday. A man on, nobody out, Guerrero Jr., all the fouling off, the 13 pitches, and then the double play, and gets a standing ovation. Had never seen that, and doubt that anyone watching baseball during their lifetime had ever seen a standing ovation after a double play. The battle within the battle, and it was one of the best at-bats of 2019.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.